One of the most important parts of any adventure is the prep work. Often, the difference between life and death is how prepared you are for any eventuality. Today on Kingdom of Stonetree Broadcasting, we follow four adventurers as they ready themselves to set out on their great quest. First, let's hear what Theobor Bloodaxe, halfling barbarian, is doing to prepare by visiting an armorer.
Welcome to Iron Sleeves Forge. What can I get for you, lad?
I was thinking about maybe getting a helmet.
Aye, but you're not wearing any other armor.
I don't need it. I'm plenty tough without it.
Then why do you want a helmet?
Well, it's hard to keep being tough when you get hit in the head and knocked out.
I see.
Do you think a helmet will ruin my barbarian armor-free cred? Should I just toughen my skull instead?
No. I don't think so. You just need to change how you think of helmets.
What do you mean?
Try this one on.
A horned helmet?
Aye. Or is it? If you headbutt a foe, it'd be a vicious weapon.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Any protection to your skull is completely incidental if you think like that.
I'll take it, thanks.
Adventures are dangerous. It's always a good idea to bring someone who can heal, but it's also a good idea to bring backup healing. So before setting out, Gilroy of Stonevor always visits the potion shop to stock up.
All right. Here's your supply of healing potions and antidotes. Now, can I interest you in anything else?
I suppose I could take a quick look. What concoctions of interest have you got?
I have brewed some interesting stuff. Here, this is a potion of static.
Oh, what does it do?
You know how when you wear wool robes, the friction can cause a little shock when you touch metal or another person?
Wool? I suppose?
Well, this potion causes that. When you drink it, for 15 minutes, every person or piece of metal you touch will generate a little shock.
I see.
I've also got this potion of non-visibility somewhere. Ah, here it is.
You mean a potion of invisibility?
No! A potion of invisibility causes light to pass through you instead of bouncing off. This potion just kind of makes it so people can't see you.
I'm not quite sure I understand the difference.
It's basically like being invisible. Except things can still see you, just not people. You're completely hidden from anything with average intelligence. At least until you do anything interesting.
Like what?
Oh, you know. Attacking, casting spells, shouting and waving your arms, picking locks, disarming traps, opening doors, talking. Basically anything other than standing still and walking quite slowly.
Oh, so people and most monsters won't notice you as long as you don't do anything. Okay, anything else?
So imagine you and your party come across a deep well, far at the bottom, down below. You can see something glittering. You dive in, and just at the edge of where you can hold your breath, you find the treasure chest. But here's a problem. It's chained down. You can't swim down and also work out how to release the chest. So how do you get the treasure out?
I imagine that there is a potion that would do it, or you wouldn't be telling me about it. A potion of water breathing?
Nope. A potion of not breathing at all.
Beg pardon?
This is a potion of breath holding. Drink this and you'll be able to hold your breath indefinitely. So the downside of this potion is that not only do you not need to breathe when you drink it, you actually can't, or it ends the effect. So no talking or laughing or screaming.
Oh my. Please take no offense, but all those potions seem to be of limited usefulness.
Ah, but not no usefulness. And really, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Especially when adventuring.
You're right. Fine, I'll take the lot.
Adventuring life is, you may not be surprised to hear, different from regular life. When you're on an adventure, there's a whole host of things you can do that might be considered antisocial inside cities. Crimes. I'm talking about crimes. And crime takes tools. Here's Alias the Thief supplying herself for her upcoming adventure.
What else can you give me, Jimmy?
Look, you're going into the wilderness, right? Well, witnesses out there.
Sure, I guess. Heck, out there most of what I do won't even be crimes.
Right. So you have some options for opening things that are closed that would be inadvisable in the city?
Like what?
Well, let's say you find a door, and you try to pick the lock, but it's too rusted.
Sure.
Well, for a modest fee, I'll share something special with you. I call them loud lock picks. Danger candles. Boomsticks.
Dynamite? Where the heck did you get dynamite?
You know perfectly well where I got it. It fell off the back of a cart, just like all my legitimate merchandise.
I'll take it.
One important thing to decide on each adventure is, how are you going to get to the adventure? Are you going to walk or ride? Sir Gwaithir Owain is the only member of our party that knows anything about riding, and as such, he was elected to select mounts for the party.
Ostler, I require 3 additional mounts for my party.
All right. Horses?
No, actually. They all gave me a list of requirements. Let's see here. Our erstwhile barbarian is too small for a horse. Do you have any ponies?
Fresh out of ponies, I'm afraid. This would be for a halfling?
Indeed.
I'm not sure we've got anything in halfling size. I guess there's the war goat.
Oh. I suppose I shall take it then.
Are you sure? It's got quite the temper.
Even better. So has Theobor. Ha-ha!
Okay, what else?
We have one sneaky type. She said horses were far too noisy and requested something quiet.
Quiet. Well, you've got 2 options for quiet. There's the riding lizard or the battle cat.
Ah, how dragony is the riding lizard?
A bit, I guess. In the way that all lizards are a bit dragony.
I think then, perhaps she would prefer the battle cat.
Right. And if you get the battle cat, you'll also be wanting the illusion red light projector.
Will I? Why?
It's the only way to stare. Trust me.
Alrighty then. And the final member of our party is either afraid of or allergic to horses. I can't remember which.
How does he feel about birds?
I imagine he's just fine with birds. Probably.
Just got a riding ostrich in. Very fast. Hypoallergenic, I think.
So, I thank you, my good sir. Here are the mounts. What do you think?
What is it?
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, you want a headbutt? Well, 2 can play at that game.
They're fantastic, right?
We'll walk.
Oh, but just think of the terror we could strike into the foes as we ride into battle on these noble steeds. Ha ha!
I think terror is not the emotion foes would feel seeing us ride these creatures.
Hilarity, probably.
Maybe they'll die laughing. That's an advantage. But it's not the kind I want.
Fine. I suppose I can try to get my money back. But I don't want to see any complaining out of any of you about your feet after walking all bloody day when I brought you perfectly serviceable mounts.
Setting out is certainly one of the most important parts of any adventure. Being prepared can mean the difference between life and death. And we'll just have to see if they've properly prepared next time we hear from the heroes of Stone Tree Broadcasting.
You're listening to Kingdom of Stone Tree Broadcasting.